Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my podcast, Health and Healing, the Root Cause of All Illness, or EASE, the Master Cure for All Disease, plus a special bonus, part two, how to affect a healing. So, what is healing really anyway? And what is the root cause of all disease? Now, this is a universe of attraction, not assertion. So, it is impossible for anyone to actually heal another person. All anyone can do to assist another person's healing is to provide some sort of relief that allows the wellness to come. So, even when a doctor or a healing practitioner offers some sort of remedy or chemical or surgery, or some sort of therapy to a patient, it is always the patient who does the healing, not the doctor or the healing practitioner. The problem with most doctors and healing practitioners and all of humanity, for that matter, is most people believe in attacking problems rather than finding solutions. Most people believe that when you have a disease, you must conquer and kill that disease so that what you'll have left is health. But the opposite is actually true. That never works. Because as soon as you cut out one tumor, 10 more grow back somewhere else because you haven't really treated the cause, you've just treated the symptom. So a much more efficient approach is to allow the wellness rather than try to get rid of the illness. Because if you focus on illness, the law of attraction is no choice but to keep giving you more illness to fight against. So it's better to focus on what's right and to allow more of what's right and working well than to focus on what's wrong in a futile attempt to get rid of what's wrong and not working well. It's better to find some sort of relief from the problem by distracting yourself from the problem to allow a solution to come. This is how joy and love work wonders to affect the healing. If you can focus on fun, joyful things and focus on love, which are both our natural states of being, not disease, then wellness can come to you. And then you can get your body back to its natural state of joyful, loving health. So a joyful, caring nurse or doctor or healing practitioner who is genuinely caring for the patient or client and who is offering some sort of relief and especially who is focused on solutions is a million times more powerful than some drug or therapy or surgery or someone with a mindset that they've got to kill and destroy the disease. The only reason any drug therapy or surgery or any other therapy ever works to offer a healing, I put in quotations, to anyone is because the patient believes it will work. They believe in the doctor, they believe in the healing practitioner, they believe that the therapy will work. It's the classic sort of placebo effect. So the best thing any doctor or nurse or family member or healing practitioner can offer anyone is belief and faith. And to leave doubt in the sewer where it belongs, belief and faith that they can improve, belief and faith that the solution is there and available, and belief and faith that health and well-being is our natural state of being. The best thing anyone can offer anyone else to help them heal themselves is to offer them distraction from their problem. If you can distract yourself from your problems, then the solution can come. But as long as you keep banging the drum of your problem, nothing can come to you but problems and more problems and more problems, not solutions. To find solutions, you must be focused on solutions, or at least completely distract yourself from your problems so you're not even thinking about problems or solutions. Then the solution can actually come. And the solution will always come as soon as you can get yourself into an allowing and receiving state, because whatever you ask for is always given. Ask and you shall receive if you are in a receptive state. The solution is always given instantly as soon as you have a problem. Solution is always given. The question is, are you receiving the solution? Are you in a receptive, allowing, and open state to allow the solution to come? Or are you in a stubborn, doubtful, skeptical, angry, resentful, and problem-oriented state? Are you in an empowered state where you understand that the solution to every problem and the answer to every desire is instantly given? And you understand that this is a universe of inclusion and attraction, and you create and attract everything in your life, good or bad, and you are completely empowered to create and attract the answer to any problem or desire? Or are you in a disempowered state where you believe you are a victim and diseases and other unwanted things can assert themselves upon you? This is not a universe of assertion. This is not a planet of assertion. And no disease can assert itself upon you as if it is some super villain hell bent on your destruction and death. Even if you believe certain diseases were created by nefarious, evil-minded people for their world domination agenda, or whatever conspiracy you can come up with, even if that is true, doesn't matter, because even that disease cannot assert itself upon you unless you are vibrational match to it. If you believe that viruses can assert themselves upon you, then you are right, and your belief makes it so. But if you believe that nothing can assert itself upon you, because this is a planet of attraction, not assertion, and you believe you will always be happy and healthy and always in the right place at the right time with the right people, even if you're surrounded, you know, by people who believe in disease, that they can catch diseases, etc., then, you know, you are right. And your belief makes it so. And you will be healthy and happy and always in the right place at the right time. Now, ease, the master cure for all disease. You get it? Ease. So what is disease anyway? The word itself provides the answer. Dis-ease. Anti-ease. No ease. Zero ease. So what is the solution to disease? Create and find ease. Easy, man. Yeah. Easy is our natural state of being as powerful, easy creators. We did not come here for hardness and to work hard and struggle and sacrifice. We can experience tons of ease if we want. Problems and dramas and traumas are not our natural state of being. Ease is. We are ease beings, not problem beings and struggle beings and hard work beings. We are abundance beings, not lack beings. We are unlimited beings, not limited beings. We're not limited in any way. We are ease beings, and we all understood that as children, but society beat that ease out of us. Too sweet. Beat into us a huge list of lies and false beliefs that life is hard and love is a battlefield and relationship is dramatic and traumatic and money is hard and money is bad and wealth is wrong and this is evil and that's sinful, etc., freaking, etc. We were taught a huge list of lies, like disease is natural and inevitable, and we are limited and must prove our worth some vindictive, petty god. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And we were taught the worst lie of them all, that it was our job to make sure everyone else is happy, including our family and lovers and God and religions and etc., and disregard our own happiness. And all of this male bovine excrement is the cause of the root of all disease and unhappiness. Because how can you possibly ever have any ease and happiness if your entire life is dedicated to the impossible task of making sure everyone else is happy at the expense of your own happiness? That's a recipe for disaster, not health, wealth, and happiness. That's a recipe for dis-ease, not ease. That's a recipe for struggle and lack and limitation and no fun at all, rather than abundance and excitement and fun stuff. So whatever you want in life, whether that is better health, more love, better relationships, more money, etc., the only reason you want any of those things is for the joy of being, doing, and having them. Because your purpose in life is joy, not prove your worth and keep everyone else happy. Your universe revolves around you, not your lover, children, parents, siblings, family, religion, community, country, etc., freaking, etc. It revolves around you. You are the most important person. You are the most important person in the entire universe. You are the most valuable person in the multiverse. And all that matters is your happiness, because that is the only thing you have any control over whatsoever. You have zero, bupkis, nada, control over anyone else's happiness or their abundance or well-being, etc. in any way. Only your own. Everyone is 100% in control of their realities. That's 100%. You can be a positive or negative influence upon other people through the example of your life, but that is all. You have no creative control whatsoever over anyone else's life, no matter how much you love or hate them, or they love you or hate you. Your only creative control is creating a wonderful life for yourself. And then, with the example of your amazing, abundant, happy, healthy, and wealthy life, you show people that they can also create happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lives for themselves. With the example of your healthy, wealthy, joyful, loving, and magical life, you can influence other people to believe that they can also create healthy, wealthy, joyful, loving, and magical lives for themselves. You can lead people to water with the example of your life, but they must choose to drink from the magical well of self-empowerment themselves. Or as the saying goes, you can't save everyone. And in fact, you can't save anyone, especially because no one needs saving. Everyone is perfect just how they are, and everyone is personally guided by their own source self, and everyone is on their own journey of awakening and evolution. And those source selves that are guiding every single individual person are always 24/7 guiding everyone to ease, to the path of least resistance, to the path of most ease, to the path of most allowance and fun and joy and excitement. Each one of our sources is 24/7, 100% always guiding us towards the path of least resistance, towards our dreams and desires. Source is always guiding us all to the solutions of every single problem. Source is always guiding us all to the fulfillment of every single one of our dreams and desires. So the question is, are you listening? Are you listening to the call of Source? Or are you blocking that transmission with all of the idiotic, limited beliefs that have been drummed into you and you mistakenly believed to be true? Are you allowing ease by being easy about life and knowing that life is and can be easy and abundant and prosperous and full of love and everything that you desire? And love and health and money and relationship can be easy for you. It doesn't matter about anybody else. You don't have any control over anybody else, but it can be easy for you. Everything can be easy for you if you believe that it is and can be. So, are you allowing ease by being easy about life? Or are you blocking ease by thinking in limited, bad feeling ways? Are you allowing love, health, and prosperity by thinking good feeling thoughts that love, wealth, and health are easy to come by and abundant? Or are you blocking the flow of love, health, and wealth by thinking bad feeling thoughts and limited oriented thinking thoughts that love and money and health and fitness are hard to come by? Are you allowing the flow of what you want by knowing that you can be, do, and have whatever you want, whatever you desire, absolutely 100%, unconditionally, without judgment? Or are you blocking the flow of your desires by trying to prove that you deserve to receive what you want, and by trying to prove that you're worthy of receiving ease, love, health, and wealth, which is a shitload of work and doesn't need to be done anyway because your worth has never been in question? Are you allowing ease by focusing on your own happiness? Or are you working hard to make sure everyone else is happy at the expense of your own happiness? Are you being easy about love and relationship, money, business, wealth, and health? Or are you working hard to keep away the monsters that are supposedly trying to keep you from experiencing the delight of those things? Ease is your birthright and your natural state of being. Health, prosperity, vitality, love, and anything you desire is and can be yours in abundance as soon as you embrace your natural state of ease and think ease and live ease and love ease. Then there will never be anything remotely resembling dis-ease in your life. So remember, you don't have to get rid of disease or illness or anything that you don't want for that matter. Just allow the wellness. Just allow the abundance. Just allow the love. You don't have to get rid of lack. Just allow the abundance. You don't have to get rid of hate. Just allow the love. You don't have to get rid of anything you dislike. Just allow its opposite, which is what you want. So you don't have to get rid of what you don't want. Just allow what you want to come to you. You don't have to get rid of the lack of anything you desire. Just allow the abundance of it. And then all your dreams are always in the process coming true. All right. Now, part two, how to affect a healing. So you got all that. Now what? Now what do you do with all that? So the best way to affect healing is to prepave your mindset into a purely positive direction. So all you create and attract is health and wellness. But let's say for argument's sake that you were not trained how to put yourself into a state of natural wellness from the very beginning. And you entertained a lot of unwellness-oriented, limited-oriented, bad-feeling thoughts that attracted to you a disease or some issues physically or even emotionally or mentally or spiritually. So remember, the road to wellness is ease. So you've got this disease and it's staring you in the face, or you got problems in your life, or you got mental issues, or you're unhappy, etc. And because of this, you keep thinking about it. You keep thinking about the pain, and you keep thinking about the heartache and how much you hate this physical problem or this emotional problem or this relationship problem, etc., etc. Now you know that what you need to think about is what you want, not about what you don't want. You know you need to think about wellness, not illness. But your illness keeps crying out, and so you keep thinking about it. Or your emotional problem keeps banging the drum in your head, and you keep thinking about it, keep thinking about it. So what do? How can I think about wellness when this illness or this problem is getting all of my attention? Because of your illness that is staring you in the face and pain, etc., etc., that begs your attention, it is very difficult to think about wellness. when the pain or the reality of your illness is so blatant and prevalent, it's hard to imagine the opposite of wellness. So don't try to think about wellness. Think about anything that gives you relief. Think about anything that is easy to like, love, and appreciate in your life. Do anything that will put a smile on your face and a giggle in your belly. Distract yourself from the monster of illness and focus on anything that is pleasing to focus upon. Or if the issue is, you know, your girlfriend, boyfriend left you, pain and heartache, etc., etc., don't focus on that issue. Focus on anything that's easy to focus upon. And then that puts you in a state of wellness, because happiness is the same vibration as wellness and prosperity and everything else that you want. Instead of banging the drum about what you dislike, in this case, your illness, whatever you are missing or feel you're missing or need, you know, to go away or disliking, and instead bang the drum of what you love. Stop banging the drum of what you don't love. Think about, write about, talk about, listen to, and watch about anything and everything that is easy to like, love, and appreciate. Think about and talk about and engage with nature and your pets and animals and art and music and travel and comedy and anything that's fun and easy and joyful and abundant and frivolous and distracts you from your problems. Don't think about your problem at all. And for God's sake, stop talking about your problems with your friends and family and stop using names like cancer and stuff like that. Just, you know, don't talk about it. Or if you do refer to it, call it mustard. Call it doodle flop. And when people ask you about your illness or your physical issue or your mental issue or whatever, just say, I'm just great, and change the subject. Move on to something else. Immediately ask them how they're doing. Get them focused on themselves and off of you. Or talk about those things in your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And when you do, get some relief. When you get some physical relief or mental relief or emotional relief, congratulate yourself for creating that relief. So the general rule is, if it feels good, do it. If it feels good to imagine yourself being totally healthy, then do it. If it feels good, then you're in a high enough vibrational state to believe it. So it's going to feel good. But if it feels bad to try to imagine your health and wellness, then that means you're not high enough in vibration yet to believe it, and you're trying to think about your wellness is just illuminating your illness. It's just illuminating the lack of what you want. So don't go there, girlfriend. Distract yourself by thinking about something else entirely. You got yourself to illness one step at a time, so now you've got to get yourself to wellness one step at a time. And finally, remember, health, wellness, well-being, and vitality, abundance on all levels, are your natural states of being. And if you developed illness or whatever the issue is, all you have to do is get back to your natural state of wellness. Just get back to your natural state of abundance and joy and love. And don't try to get rid of anything unwanted. Just get back to your natural state of joy, love, abundance, and well-being. And focus on joyful, loving, abundant people, creatures, and situations and things. And then your life will be full of all of those things that you like, love, and appreciate. That brings more and more and more things and love to appreciate, including immense health and wellness and well-being and vitality and energy and fitness and prosperity and joy and love and all things you desire to have more in your life. So, hope you got something from that. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at ZakiRa.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality so that you can create whatever you want in your life. My name is ZakiRa, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love and desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!